Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crombie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I have been teaching on this broadcast, the Empowerment Zone, for the past 6 months now. And I've taught on two main subjects. The first was understanding the importance of studying God's Word with its various subtopics. And the second subject matter was, do you know what you're carrying with its various subtopics? And one of the subtopics of do you know what you're carrying was understanding the importance of being connected to your God-ordained Joshua or your spiritual father. And I went into some of the benefits of that. Now, on next week's program, I will begin a new subject with its various subtopics, and that subject will be the process and journey. Excuse me. The process and journey to sonship. And I will be coming from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to verse 17. But on today, what I would like to do is encourage those who have been listening intermittently or been listening for the past 6 months. If you have any questions concerning the teachings that you have been hearing, I invite you and I encourage you to reach out to me, so we can dig deeper into the Word of God. If you have any questions, so we can bring greater clarity and greater understanding in the Word of God. And for those of you who have been reading the Word of God and quite clear don't understand exactly what the Word is saying, you might find yourself with what I call the Ethiopian eunuch spirit. And what I mean by that, the scripture tells us in the book of Acts concerning the Ethiopian eunuch who was a member of Queen Candace's royal court, and he was riding in his chariot in the desert reading, I believe it was in Isaiah 53 or Isaiah 55. And the Lord translated Philip from a revival that was taking place, I believe, in Samaria, and translated him into the desert. And there he saw the Ethiopian eunuch reading the scripture, and he asked him, do you understand what you're reading? He said, well, how can I, except there's someone to explain it to me? And the Bible said that the Ethiopian eunuch received Philip in his chariot, and Philip began to explain, begin to exegete, begin to expound the Word of God to the Ethiopian eunuch. And once he understood what he was reading, he was able to take the necessary action that faith required so he can benefit from the finished work of Christ. And there are those who have been hearing the scripture, they've been hearing the teaching, but have not given any real serious attendance to the Word. The scripture speaks in, I believe, the book of Acts concerning the men of Berea. The Bible says how they were more honorable than the Jews in Thessalonica. When the Jews in Berea heard the Word, the scripture says they not only received it with joy, but they searched out the scripture daily to see if these things be true. So what I would encourage you to do is to embrace the Berean spirit and to search out the scripture to see if the things that you are hearing from this radio broadcast, the Empowerment Zone, to see if these things be so. Because I can promise you, you will find confirmation in the Word of God concerning those teachings. And Jesus himself said that we're to search out the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. So if you've been listening for a while and you need someone to come alongside you to help, to exegete, to expound, and to bring clarity to the Word of God that you may have been reading but do not quite understand. Feel free to reach out to the ministry. At the end of this radio program, the announcer will come on, providing you with the information or with the contact information so you can connect with me and so we can move forward together. The scripture said that wisdom is the principal thing, so get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. The scripture also said that through wisdom is a house built, but and by understanding it is established. So I would encourage you to reach out to Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. Reach out to the Empowerment Zone radio broadcast through the contact information that the announcer will provide, so we can connect, we can interact, and we can build something together, build understanding. We can build a strong foundation upon which you are able to build. You're able to grow. The scripture says that we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are the three foundational pillars, are the three main ingredients that we need in order to grow, that we need in order to build, that we need in order to develop, that we need in order to mature, to help us to get to that place called the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There's an animal in the animal kingdom called a sloth, and this animal, its digestive system is so slow. I come to understand that when a sloth eats his meal, it takes up to a month for him to fully digest what he has taken in or what he has eaten. And as a result of that, it is said that a sloth can die of hunger even though it has a full stomach. A sloth can die of hunger on a full stomach. So what I do not want is for us to hear the word, to take in the word, to grow fat on the word, but still die of spiritual hunger, still die of spiritual starvation, because we're not digesting and because we're not applying the word of God that we are hearing. Jesus expects us to study the word. When the Pharisees came to Jesus trying to catch him in a trap, in a snare, and they asked him concerning marriage and divorce, and they quoted to him what Moses' law said concerning can a man put away his wife for any reason? And Jesus, before answering their question, went straight to the intent of God. He says, "Have ye not read?" He didn't ask them, "Have ye not heard? Didn't anyone tell you? Did you not receive the electronic transmission?" He asked them, "Have ye not read?" That simply means Jesus is saying he expects us to study the Word of God. He expects us to study the Word of God, to ingest and to digest the Word of God, that we may know what God's position on a matter and allow God's position to be our position. He says, "Have you not read from the beginning? It was not so." And when we understand God's original intent, is what allows God to be merciful. It's what allows God to be gracious. It's what allows God to be long-suffering. It's what allows God to be compassionate. Because God does not deal with us based on our failures and based on our shortcoming. He deals with us based on his original intent. So when you understand God's original intent for your life, Satan cannot use your failures. He cannot use your shortcomings. He cannot use your weakness to condemn you or to beat you over the head or to beat you down. One of the main differences between the spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy is that the spirit of the enemy will condemn, but the spirit of God convicts. A conviction that leads to godly sorrow, that leads to repentance. So it is very important for us to spend time studying the word of God, having understanding in the word of God. So I invite you, if you need someone to come alongside you to help you to understand the word of God, to help to open your eyes and bring clarity to the word of God, I am not the Bible answer man, but together we can search out the scripture and see what says the Lord. And many people are being deceived. Many people are being led astray. Many people are even being spiritually abused because they do not understand what the word of God says. But the purpose and the assignment of the empowerment zone is to empower the people of God through the key of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, that he may be able to grow in grace and truth and in the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. So on next week's program, I will begin teaching on the process and journey to sonship, which deals with the subject of development, growth, and maturity. And this is what will help us to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I invite you to call in, reach out to myself, Pastor Garfield Crumbie, and let us connect and come together and build something together. I also would encourage all of those who have been listening to the radio broadcast, if what you've been hearing has been feeding your spirit, has been uplifting your spirit, has been empowering your spirit, and you feel led or the desire to give, I encourage you to sow into this ministry, the empowerment zone. And at the end of the broadcast, our announcer will provide the contact information and the ways and means by which you are able to sow into this ministry, by which you are able to plant into this ministry, to empower this ministry, and to help this ministry to continue to spread the word of God, to continue to teach the word of God, to continue to empower the people of God by way of the word of God, that you may develop, that you may grow, and that you may mature. So I encourage you, for all of those listening to this broadcast, I encourage you to comport yourself accordingly. And with this, I say God bless you, be encouraged, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App $DWImpact or Zelle G. Crumbie at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.